The practice of God's preeminence. What does it mean to seek Him first? Here are some of the priorities required. Give God the first thoughts of the day. The Bible says, "In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and look up." Psalm 5, verse 3. Someone wrote these words, "Every morning lean thine arms a while upon the windowsill of heaven, and gaze upon the Lord. Then with the vision in thine heart, turn strong to meet the day." I have a little habit I'd like to share with you. I pace myself for the new day using the letters P-A-C-E. It's personal with me, but I want to suggest you might try it. P stands for praise. A stands for acceptance. C stands for control. And E stands for expectation. I do this every day when I wake up. P stands for praise. First of all, I praise the Lord. I lift my hands to the Lord and say, "I praise you, Lord, that you gave yourself for me. And because, Lord, you've given yourself for me, your blood cleanses from all sin. And I do not have to start this day with any unconfessed sin. I can start this day brand new, for his mercies are new every morning. I don't have to drag yesterday's sin and sorrow and failure into today. I praise you, God, that you gave yourself for me." A stands for acceptance. Then I turn my hands over like I'm receiving a gift and say, "Lord, not only do I praise you that you gave yourself for me, but now, Lord, I accept that you've given yourself to me. Lord, I just receive you in all of your fullness." C stands for control. Then I put my hands up like somebody put a gun on me, and I say, "Lord, I surrender to you. I put myself under your control. You gave yourself for me, that you might give yourself to me, that you might live your life through me. General Jesus, this is Private Adrian reporting in. I'm under your control. I'm yours today. I'm expendable to you. Whatever you want me, as best I know how, to do, say, be, or give." E stands for expectation. And then I'll spread my arms out as wide as I can and say, "Lord, it's going to be a great day because you and I are going to live it together. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." Pace, praise, acceptance, control, expectation. I encourage you to try it. By doing so, you give him the first thoughts of the day. Give God the first day of the week. Sunday is not the weekend. It certainly wasn't made for Michelob. Sunday is the Lord's day. It is the first day of the week, and it is to be given to him. Acts chapter 20, verse 7 says, "Upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them." Sunday is not the Sabbath. Saturday is the Sabbath. Sunday is the Lord's day. It is the first day of the week, and we give it to him. The Bible gives us Sabbath laws, but it doesn't tell us how to live the Lord's day. It just tells us it's the Lord's day. Don't get caught up in wondering, "Can I do this or that on the Lord's day?" Instead, ask yourself these questions. Have I given this day to the Lord? Have I set aside the first day of the week for him? Start your morning right. Start your week right. Give God the first fruits of your income. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 says, "Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase." Don't eat the cake and give him the crumbs. Don't say, "Now I've got to pay the mortgage. I've got to pay the light bill. I've got to pay Sears. I've got to pay for the groceries. And if there's anything left, I'll give it to the Lord."